Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, August 21st, 1983. We trust this service will be a blessing and an uplift in your life.
Believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed their report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I guess that's about it there. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank Thee this morning for these words in which we have read. We thank Thee for the author, Paul, the apostle, who was so faithful to go forward and to proclaim Thy gospel and Thy truth. We thank Thee, our Father, for our church and its every member. We just pray that we may work together to hear and be a light to this community, that people may see Christ through our Christian living, and that they too might be saved before it's too late. We pray for all those that we have on our prayer list here this morning, and we pray for those that have special requests went out for. We know that Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest the best in our life. Thou knowest better than we know how to ask. And our Father, we pray now that Thou would be with Brother James as he brings his message this morning. Just give him the words that he needs here this morning. And we pray that Thou would go with us through the rest of this service and to this day. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus came into my heart.
on 5 words that Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. We'd like to take as our key verse, the 7th verse of John, the 3rd chapter. And we'll also be bringing in the verses that Brother Burns read for us in Romans 10, especially 8, 9, and following. The Bible says here in John 3, 7, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Before we look into the message for today, let's mention some prayer requests here in our bulletin. We want to continue to pray for Brother Kenneth Hoskins' wife, Lola. She's still up in Ohio, I believe. And let's remember Brother Kenneth's mother-in-law, too, Grace McCollum. Also, Janetta's mother, Myra Sizemore. My mom is about the same as she was, I guess, last Sunday. I know the Lord's continuing to bless her and be in her stay in her time of sickness. Also want to pray for Brother Gieslin's wife, Roxanna Gieslin, and also Ms. Barker in the nursing home, Brother Combs' wife, who is in the hospital yet, Melda Combs. Let's continue to pray for her, that God's will continue to be done. Brother Murdy Caldwell, one of our members that we have a homebound class with, went to the doctor Friday, and he certainly needs our prayers. Brother Willie Davis. Brother Jerry's dad, Mitchell Fraley. Let's continue to pray for Mrs. Back. Also, John Talby. He's not doing well at all right now. Let's continue to lift Brother John up. And Lucy, his wife, in prayer. Brother Herbert Haynes. Brother Flincham's mom. Bell Perkins, a member down at Big Creek Baptist Church. Brother Lafer Giles. Brother Don Combs. I guess they're back in Florida by now. Let's continue to lift up Brother Don in prayer. It's good to have them in a week or so ago. Let's pray for Brother Tom's nephew. Is he in the hospital yet? And lift him up in prayer. Pray for this service that we're in right now. As I said a while ago, I'd like for every one of us to have our mind right here. And listen as if your life depended on it, because it might. My brother and his wife and family were on their way down to see my mom Friday. And had an accident, or you might say an incident. I don't believe Christians have accidents. They have incidents. Total wreck the car. My brother is going to be speaking out at Nice Memorial this week, beginning tonight if he gets down by tonight. Gardeners, I believe, are going to sing down there tomorrow night. My brother George is going to be preaching there this week. He's the one that the car ran out into the road right in front of him. He was going about 45 miles an hour. And none of them are in the hospital. His wife is hurt, I guess, worse than anyone. Almost a dislocated shoulder. But you know, the Lord is able, even through incidents in our lives that we think may be accidents, God is able. My brother-in-law, Coy Turner, mentioned yesterday, he's over at my mom's now, and he said probably if they had gone on down the road, they might have all four been killed. Who knows? God knows all about it. And so let's lift up our hearts at this time in prayer. Father, we thank Thee for bringing each one of us here to this service. Father, it may be the last service that some of us will ever be in. May we listen, Father, to Your voice speak to our hearts. Lord, we pray especially today for those who are in this service and don't know Thee yet. We pray that this will be a soul-searching time, and may there be precious souls, Father, born again even today. We just want the glory and the honor from this service, Father, to go to Thee and to Your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May He be seen today in this service, throughout this service. We thank Thee for these wonderful songs. We just ask Your blessing upon this time of fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees, as you know the story in John 3, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to see Jesus by night. Some people wonder why he came to see Jesus after dark. You know, that might have been the only time he had to come to see Jesus. He might have been a busy man during the day. I've heard others say that he may have been ashamed to come to see Jesus during the daytime. But you know a verse in Romans 10 that Brother Burns read for us says, "Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." We find Nicodemus mentioned three times in the Bible, and they're all three times mentioned in John. John, the third chapter, and also in John 7:50, in that place he is taken up for Jesus. And John 7:50 says, "Nicodemus saith unto them," he that came to Jesus by night, "being one of them, doth their law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth?" Here he's taken up for Jesus. And the other time that we hear about Nicodemus is in the 19th chapter and the 30th verse. He is bringing some stuff to anoint the body of Jesus who has already died. Nicodemus is told in the 3rd verse of John 3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In the 7th verse, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." You know, when President Carter was president, the term "born again" seemed to be a popular saying. President Carter, they say, was born again. I trust he was. I trust President Reagan is a Christian. I trust you are a Christian today. That there was a time in your life when you met the Lord face to face. "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The new birth is essential. It's a necessity if you are going to go to be with the Lord when He comes again, or if you're going to go to be with Him in death. I was over visiting Brother Arthur Combs this past week and took him two of our tapes. And he was talking to me about his dear wife. We know last year we recognized her as one of our senior citizens of our church, 70 years of age and over. That was on Sunday. On Friday, Mrs. Moby Combs went to be with the Lord, as you know. But you know, as he and I were talking this past week, Moby sent a note over to him before they were married. They live right across the creek there on Grapevine, and Moby taught school in that old schoolhouse there. In the autumn of 1938, she wrote this note over to him and said, "If I can put one fainting robin back into his nest again, my life will not have been in vain." They were married 8 or 9 months later. And 8 or 9 months before Moby went to be with the Lord, this dear fellow who's in our service this morning trusted the Lord. "If I can put one fainting robin back into its nest again, my life will not have been in vain." My friend, I would like to put you in contact with the Lord today. I would like to introduce someone to the Lord this morning. You must be born again. "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." You cannot see the wind. But I tell you, as you looked on TV at the hurricane that swept the Texas coast, you could see what the wind could do. You cannot see the Holy Spirit. But I know this, that you can see what the Holy Spirit in a life can do and is doing. You can't see the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, friends, He is as real as this pulpit today. And He wants to be more real to us than He is. The third person of the Trinity. The Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." How do you get your name in the Lamb's book of life? By being born again. By being born from above. We were born wrong the first time. We were born in sin. And we must have a new birth in order to get to heaven. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 21:27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Is your name in the Lamb's book of life? You know, at the great white throne judgment, there are going to be books there. And there's going to be another book there, which is the book of life. There are not going to be any excuses for not knowing the Lord at that time. No excuses. You've had an opportunity on this 21st day of August, 1983. You've had an opportunity to trust the Lord. And I trust you will take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. When the disciples came back from witnessing, they said, "The spirits are subject unto us." You know what Jesus said to them? "Don't rejoice because of this. But rejoice rather that your names are written in the Lamb's book of life," are written in heaven. Is your name in the Lamb's book of life? The Lord wants it to be. As I was preparing this message for today, my mind went back about 40 years. When I used to go to Sunday school, about a half a mile from my home, Nancy Ann Eversole used to have Sunday school in her home. And we went there on Sunday afternoon. And I've heard many a time as we sang the song, "Into My Heart, Into My Heart, Come Into My Heart, Lord Jesus, Come In Today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." Have you ever asked Jesus to come into your heart? Do you know Him? You must be born again. William T. Sleeper wrote a song entitled, You Must Be Born Again. It tells about Nicodemus. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask Him the way of salvation and life. And he was told, you must be born again. That's the only way to have peace with God, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. What the new birth is not. The new birth, being born again, is not church membership. Even though that's an important part of a Christian's life. I told you before, a person who is not a member of a local church, a local body, is like a football player not having a team to play on. I believe in church membership, local church membership. But that's not what the new birth is. It is not baptism in physical water. If we were not saved before going into the literal watery grave, we would only go in dry and come out wet. That's all. The new birth is not baptism, and I believe in a Christian being baptized. That's the only kind I believe in, being baptized, or Christians. You have to know the Lord first. It is not being a good neighbor. Doing the best you can. Bill told me one time, I don't bother anybody. When I get off work, I come home and stay there. I don't bother anybody. Did you know what? That is the hardest people to reach for the Lord. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I believe in works, but not to be saved. I believe in working after you're saved. Right? Ephesians 2:10, we seem to have forgotten that verse. It comes right after verse 9. It says, For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Isaiah 64:6 says, All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We can't earn salvation. Can't work for it. It's a gift. The new birth experience comes through recognizing our lostness. Have you ever been lost? Physically? Have you been lost? We were in the Smithsonian Institution. Visiting up there a year before last, I believe. I'll tell this on Wanda, if you don't mind. She went around a curve or two in that place and got away from us. You know, I could see us going back to our motel that night in Washington, D.C., or actually it was over in Virginia, without her. Friends, I was upset. Have you ever had one of your children lost physically? Friends, it's even worse. It's even worse to be lost spiritually. Spiritually. Lost. The new birth experience comes through recognizing that we're lost. Anybody could be whistling Yankee-Doodle up on these mountains if they didn't know they were lost. But I tell you, the very moment that they knew that they were lost, they would quit whistling. We have to recognize that we're lost. Jesus knew that Nicodemus was a lost man on his way to hell, and He said to him, You must be born again.
You're lost, Nicodemus. Lost. Romans 3:19, Paul said that all the world may become guilty before God. Conviction sets in when we realize that we're lost and the Holy Spirit knocks at our heart's door. Conviction. For all have sinned, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Anyone who has never met the Lord in a salvation experience is lost. Lost. Are you lost? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have to recognize that we're lost. The new birth also comes through recognizing that the only Savior from sin is Jesus. He is the one we need to come to. I like the verse in John 1:29 that John the Baptist said, as Jesus walked toward him one day, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And later on, John said again, behold the Lamb of God. You know what happened? John the Baptist had disciples. And two of his disciples, when John said, behold the Lamb of God, you know what they did? They, the Bible says in John 1:37, the two disciples heard him speak, they heard John speak, and they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. John came as a forerunner of Jesus. And John slowly went into the background, and Jesus came into the foreground. John the Baptist had his head cut off, but not before he came to be the forerunner of Jesus. I would like for you today to say, to see with me the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. We take by faith. Over in the 10th chapter of Romans that Brother Burns read, it says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe this is one reason, one good reason, why the Bible stresses not being a silent witness. As far as we know, Nicodemus didn't witness much for the Lord, except in two times in the book of John. He might have witnessed quite a bit. We don't know. The Bible just gives us two places. Jesus one time healed a lady who wormed through a crowd and touched his garment, and you know what he said? Who touched me? I believe he wanted this lady to come out in the open and confess him openly, for with the mouth, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This heart that's mentioned here in Romans 10:9 is not the muscle in our body about the size of your fist that's pumping blood through my body right now and through your body. That's not the heart that is mentioned here. It is the real you. It is the you that makes the decisions in your life. The will. The prodigal son, there in the foreign country, he said, I will arise and go to my father. And I'll say unto him, I have sinned. I've sinned. That's repentance. The new birth comes through repentance and faith. Turn your back upon sin. You know, many times people want to be on both sides of the fence. They want to follow the Lord on Sunday and the devil on Monday. It doesn't work that way, friend. We need to be a Christian 7 days a week. And let our light shine 7 days a week. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart, what? That God hath raised him from the dead. That's the gospel. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The mouth, confession, the heart, belief. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The new birth experience comes through recognizing our lostness. It comes through recognizing a Savior who's able to save to the uttermost. It comes through repentance and faith. Turn your back upon sin. Paul said in Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God. Brother T.H. Harding preached in their church when I was a member down at Big Creek. And he came from behind the pulpit and ran down the aisle. Started out the door. And he said, "I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell." And he got back at the back door and turned right square around and came back down the aisle and said, "I'm going to heaven." That is what repentance is, friend. That's turning around and going in the opposite direction. It's turning to the Lord. It's repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't be saved except by faith. I've never seen Jesus, but someday, friend, I'm going to see Him. Job said, "I'll see Him for myself and not another." Isn't it wonderful today to know that we're going to be with Jesus someday? This life's not all of it. We may have a hot world here, but friends, we're going to a place that has the right temperature all the time. Jesus is the Savior of all men, but a special Savior of those that believe. Jesus said in two verses, Luke 13, verse 3 and verse 5, He said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Here's the ABCs of the gospel. The Bible says, again, in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Recognize your lostness today. All have sinned. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. All have sinned. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." The Lord wants to save you this morning. You must be born again. He must. Only the spotless Lamb of God could reach down and save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Like Brother Tom to come and lead us in our invitation song that says, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." I believe in knowing the Lord as a personal Savior. Do you know Him? Is He your Lord? Have you met Him face to face as we stand to sing, "Just as I am," 217. Charlotte Elliott, who wrote this song, that second stanza we just got through singing, said, "Just as I am, I'm waiting not." You know what the devil is saying to you young people this morning? Wait. Wait. You know you don't want the Lord in your life. You know what? The only prisoners today are those who are prisoners of Satan. Paul and Silas were in prison, but they really weren't in prison. They were physically. But at midnight, they sang praises and prayed to God. They were free. Appreciated the songs that were sung last Sunday by the Sons of Liberty. Glad Brother Tom invited them up. They were a blessing to us. The Bible says in Galatians to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. You want to have freedom? You can have freedom in the Lord. Freedom to serve Him. Freedom to follow Him. The Lord wants you to be one of His followers as we sing this third stanza. Why not today? Prayer as Christians are praying. I wonder if there's some person here today who recognizes that they're lost. And with uplifted hand, you would say, "Please pray for me. I don't know the Lord yet. I know if I died today, I would go to hell." You'd like to be remembered in prayer. Is there one? Anyone? Friend, if you go to hell, the world we're living in right now is a picnic compared to what hell is going to be. And eventually the lake of fire. You think 95 degrees is hot. That's nothing compared to thousands of degrees of temperature, and you can't get out forever, you're there to stay. Do you know the Lord? Anyone who'd like to be remembered in prayer? Father, as we sing this last stanza of this song, we pray that precious boys and girls and men and women will do what they'd be glad they've done.